Good evening. This is KD2AIT, deck control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
It's cold out here. I imagine this is up your way, too. We're about 19 degrees at the moment. We got down pretty good overnight. I didn't happen to reset my high-low, so I didn't get an exact reading today. But we only got 2 inches of snow. And I guess we were lucky on that. That it kind of stayed just a little bit north of us. And so we lucked out on that. Looking at more snow tonight, and we've got a couple early appointments tomorrow, so I do hope we can get out without too much problem. And you never know with the way these lake effect things run, as you know. And it stayed in the low 20s all day today, but we did have some sunshine through the day, which made it quite nice for a while, even though it was pretty chilly. 7 trees all around, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and yeah, it's pretty cool here, too. We got a little more snow than that, but well, it's that's the way it goes. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
Control IQ giving Jeff.
KA2VLA.
AC2WI.
Okay, there's three more. N2OIQ. Dan, good evening, what's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. This is N2OIQ, and good evening to everybody else there this evening. And right now we got 16 degrees here, and a little bit of wind out there tonight, about 5 miles an hour, and it gives a wind chill at 9. And this morning, just before the sun come up, it dropped down to 10 below here, minus 10 degrees here. And then after about, an hour, maybe it's been, it started coming back up, and it got up to probably, it was in the teens, 17 or 18 degrees, I guess. That was the high for the day. And snowfall for yesterday, we roughly got about 30 inches of snow. And this morning I checked it again, and it had settled quite a bit from yesterday, but still we got quite a bit of snow on the ground, which is all right. It makes a good difference for insulating the ground there for sure. You know, then the drip frost don't go in so deep. If we do get a lot of cold weather, which like we look like we are going to get some, so anyway. But that's it, I guess. So we just kind of outside quite a bit today, getting things cleaned up from yesterday and make room for more snow that we could get overnight. So. So other than that, that's it from here. Have a good night with Dr. Van. Talk to you later. And 2OIQ clear.
Alrighty there, Dan. Well, yeah, they show you could get a little more tonight. Some of the projections there were up to a foot, and some maybe even a little over. I guess this is the beginning of winter. Well, good luck, and don't work too hard out there on the snow. All right, we'll move us down here to KA2VLA. Clint, what's going on tonight? KA2VLA, Clint, do you copy? Well, he may step out there for a second, so we'll move down to Pete there, and then we'll try Clint after Pete. So, KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
I'm so used to having this foot switch and desk mic on my HF rig, half the time I go to put the foot switch on, and, you know, I'd love to have that. Maybe I'll have to set one up for the 2-meter rig. Well, I'm working on a computer. It's Vista computer. It's got the latest version of Google Chrome on it, as well as Internet Explorer, and the customer. And I've had it for a while. Of course, I'm just so far behind with stuff. I didn't think this was going to be a big deal at all. When the guys called me, and I got to get it. Yeah, I'll just wrap this up. And his problem, or one of his problems, was he cannot download pictures from his Gmail account. So the first thing I discovered is that if you open Gmail with Internet Explorer 9, it's, Google says, you know, Gmail says, oh, you're using an, you know, this is an outdated browser. You have to use a modern browser. So really claim that, well, they're just going to use, you know, focus on the latest versions. But I think what they're really doing is trying to force everybody who doesn't happen to have Windows 7 or 8 with Internet Explorer 10 to download Google Chrome so they can push more stuff on it. But that doesn't work either. It says download, you do the download, it said failed. And oh, antivirus scan failed. Well, Kaspersky Internet Security was put on there. So I disabled that, didn't make any difference. They said, okay, I know how that goes. Disabling sometimes really doesn't disable. I uninstalled it, and it's still doing it. And I've reset some other things, and very strange problem. So I'm not really having fun here. But I got to keep working on it for a while. I went out for a snowmobile ride today. Much nicer than yesterday. For one thing, it wasn't snowing and you could see, but the snow settled quite a bit overnight. And the same place yesterday I had just last evening, it was really tough. Was not a problem. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't a problem. Partly because you could see, keep going. But I did something today on a snowmobile I don't think I ever did in the last, 35 years, and that is I ran out of gas. It was so tough, you know, for the depth of the snow. I had what I thought was 3 or 4 gallons of gas in the tank, and I was going to go to Lyons Falls and fill it up, and I didn't make it. I think I overestimated how much gas I had in the tank. I think that might have been the real problem, but ran out, and so that put a dent in my riding, but it worked out. Didn't work out too bad. I was on the railroad, old railroad bed trail, and I ran out about 100 feet before a driveway plowed down to a guy's camp on the river, so I could walk right up to about 12. Surprisingly, I stuck my thumb out and I got picked up by like the first car that came by. I guess I figure somebody walking down the road with a helmet in their hand and you know, whatever, was probably, you know, really needed a ride. So girl took me to the house and I put the trailer on the car and went down and, you know, with some gas, dumped the gas, and of course it started right up. Put it on the trailer, rode it down to, drove down to, 2 minutes down to Stewart, filled up the can, came home, and went out again. So I kind of wasted an hour or so there, but oh well. That was the adventure for today, and I figured to spend all day, half a day clearing it yesterday. Might as well enjoy it a little bit. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, it's seems to be computer issues everywhere today. I spilled a soda on my keyboard yesterday, or a couple days ago, so just got the new one in today. And now my UPS decided it's going to go, so it's been throwing off alarms for the last last a few hours, and it just about had it. The doesn't have a replaceable battery. Well, I suppose if I broke it open, I could probably find whatever it is, the battery that's in there, but they don't sell one. You know, it's an AP, it's an old APC. It's about 10 years old, so it was due to go. But I got to, that I'm dealing with, and then tonight my speeds are just, you know, they're horrible here on the internet. I keep running speed test after speed test trying to get an average here. Something's going on. I don't know if the node here is just congested or what. I shut off various machines, see if there's other things using it here in the house, but there isn't. It's just a really lousy speed. So, well, it seems like it's going around. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks, Pete. And keep that gas tank full. We'll catch up with you later. All right, let's try Clint again. K2 VLA, you back?
KD2 AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2 VOA. I just left the room for a moment. I missed you the first time. Well, not a lot to report. Shovel the driveway and the sidewalks and stuff. We shovel our sidewalks in Boonville where we have sidewalks. Some do, some don't. Makes it handy if you're walking down the street. And this afternoon I run up to the transfer site and took a load of garbage up. So that's the way the day went. It was a cool day. Put on a heavier jacket. So I guess that's all our news. We'll say 73 is KA2 VLA.
Similar day what everybody else has had around here today. The weather doesn't make me want to go outside, I can tell you that. But we're thinking we might head up to camp here for a few hours on Sunday or Saturday, it depends. Get up there, snowshoeing to camp. Snowbill's not ready yet, but get up in there into camp and get a fire going and clear off the roof, depending how much snow there is, and just check up on the place and maybe take a little walk around. Alright, thanks Clint. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
W2
ZXN Mobile,
good evening.
W2 ZXN, Andy, good evening. What's going on? You on your way to work?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Clint. And, good evening, Pete. Anybody before that I probably missed. I'm running a little late this evening. Haven't been feeling too well. But, time to get my butt in gear and get to work, I guess. Got 19 degrees down here. I guess I'm in the town of Lincoln at this point, in Madison County. And it's cool. Took the car a while to warm up this evening, but we finally got her. Went and switched my snow tires, did a little rotation there. Directional tires, so all I could do is front to the back, but back to the front, but that'll do the trick for now. And that's about it, just hoping it warms up. So Jeff, one question for you. I wondered if you actually ended up getting a deer or not last week there. W2ZXM, back to you.
Negative, got skunked again this year.
Well, there's always next year, that's for sure. W2ZXM.
Roger that. Well, I hope so. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Andy. Drive safe tonight and keep warm. And thanks for checking in. You're coming in here loud and clear. All right. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I, of course, I had to work today, and then I've been working on getting moving around a bunch of sites from my server, and I'm moving them to a new server that's remote instead of the one here in the office. And the one I have in here in the office has all the sites. The operating systems get a bit outdated, and the whole server basically just needs to be formatted and wiped out and start over again. So today I moved the Boonville Amateur Radio Club sites to the new server, the BoonvilleARC.com site. and that seems to be working well. We transported over all the audio, in case anybody doesn't know. The nets are automatically recorded every night by the Echolink client, and then uploaded to the server. And at some point there, the server will go through and compress and convert the audio down and to make it a little more, you know, a little less heavy on the server. And then puts them up on the list, so you can hear all past nets if you want to, or if, you, if something particularly happened, you know, you can go back and look up and see what people said about it on that day. At least that's my hope. And anyway, we got that all set up. We had to change the way we did it. Previously, it was all done pretty much here in my office, so you had one machine that ran the Echolink on the Windows. You know, you can write scripts for those for Echolink to do certain things, you know, to automate tasks, and I have it automated to sign on every night and start recording the net and then sign off at 10 o'clock, and then it would save it to a shared drive that all the servers can share here, and then the other server would pick it up and do all the manipulation to it. But now it's on a remote server, so I had to share a folder from the Echolink server to an Amazon S3 share up at on Amazon, and then the server also mounts that same share, the remote server, so they can both handle the same files, and it seems to work. We'll find out tonight if it records this net or not. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins or any comments, queries, or late check-ins.
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I don't know what you got for UPS, maybe an older APC, beige colored, you know, kind of a long rectangular metal case. If you look on the bottom, there's a door, maybe it's something else, but the batteries are pretty, they're always removable, even if they kind of keep it a secret from you. And I've got a couple, I think I've got two most common sizes, and I can get them, and you know, they're not too expensive. I also have a few UPSs that, you know, I removed from service because the batteries were bad. So if you ever need one, I mean, the battery is like $20. That depends on the size, but I got a couple big honking ones. I got one that uses four 12-volt batteries in series, so it's 48-volt system. I think I still have that one. I was always going to put it in here, but I never did. But, I mean, it was made for running a big, you know, thing. Might be something you would be interested in. The battery's going to cost a few bucks, but, boy, it should run something for a long time. So let me know.
All right, Pete. Well, I already ordered the new UPS, and but yeah, I do have one of those older beige ones. Funny, every time I contacted APC, they said they didn't make batteries for it anymore. But I see where the bottom door looks like it slides off there, and you know, basically they just don't want to sell you the batteries; they want to sell you a new unit. But I've been meaning to change this out anyways, always pushing the pushing the limits here on the power usage. So this next one's got, you know, is a lot beefier. You know, when I originally got it, it was just one computer and a monitor, and that was it. And then, you know, you start adding this server on, and then printers in the network, and then the all these routers and switches I have in here, and then you got, you know, multiple flat screens, and pretty soon it starts to add up real quick. And, yeah, I think I have four different computers here in the office on it alone, not to mention all the other equipment. So I kind of like it just because, you know, it's very rare that we ever have to use it, but it does do a good job at keeping surges from affecting the equipment. But what I might do with this one, especially if you got any batteries, is I'd like to have it set up so I could run the pellet stove off it in case of a power outage.
Yeah. I have about five of them here. I have three of them that run computers and, you know, switches and routers and stuff like that are in the three places where I've got, well, two at my main desk and one at the secondary. Well, actually, and one back here running this computer in the back, and then I have another one on my my TV and VCR and, DVD, you know, I got a one of those Sony network DVD players I can watch, I use to watch Netflix on. And they're good filtering as well as the battery backup. So, yeah, they're great for that kind of stuff. Take it apart, if it's one of those older ones, there's a metal door on the bottom, there's two screws, it flips open, the battery will come out, it'll be either a 7 amp hour or a 4 amp hour gel cell connected with two wires on quarter inch spade lugs. And, I think that's what you're going to find out of this, and those are real common batteries, and if I don't, I order them usually by, in a group, and I got a place that actually will deliver them to me. They're not, you know, I won't necessarily get them tomorrow, but, let me know, and if I either have one, because I think I've got one of the four or five, and one of the sevens, but if I don't, we just get the battery number and, you know, we can cross-reference if there's a bunch of companies that make them. But these guys are good and the price is good. Hey, 2WI.
Okay, roger that. I'd be interested in that, that UPS you were talking about that can take the batteries, the deep cells in parallel there is the one. You said it was a 48-volt system, or I guess it would be in series. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Pete. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service. Then, any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service. Then, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Dan, Clint, Pete, and Andy for checking in tonight, and say 73 is listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.